Social media accounts linked to the Chinese Communist Party have targeted the Australian Prime Minister and the Liberal government. The story, first reported by ABC's investigations team, is based on research by cyber propaganda researchers. One of them is Tom Sear from the University of New South Wales, and he joins me now. Tom, thank you.
No worries. How's it going?
Good. What sort of things were being said about Scott Morrison and the government?
Well, these accounts seem to be overwhelmingly negative towards Scott Morrison personally and the Liberal Party in particular. And it seems to be a rather long running campaign in Chinese media and social media against the government. Some of them are quite strange. Like, I'm looking at one here in front of me that's arose during the Carver incident when Morrison allowed Carver into Australia. And it's quite a personal attack, saying that only Morrison would poison his country with this evil narcotic. So they're rather strangely directed, some of these.
Okay, they are. It's really offbeat there. I understand some posts also mocked Mr. Morrison for signing up to WeChat earlier this year.
Yeah, they just saw it as a highly cynical move. He just wants to target Chinese people. That's all he cares about. He's not really interested. It was kind of the tone of these pieces. That was the one that said Australia is a country that's been kicked too hard in the head by a kangaroo. So that's the general patination of these types of material.
And did you find much criticism of Bill Shorten?
Remarkably, there seemed to be almost none. I don't know if we even found one Shorten piece, to be honest with you. So rather strange, but perhaps that could be that Morrison is specifically representative, especially in a one-party state, of the government itself. And so perhaps he's the target as the government entity as well.
So how do we know these accounts were linked to the Chinese ruling Communist Party?
So the way we've done this is we took the top 47 most influential accounts in Chinese social media. We topic modelled them, and then we did a regression analysis, and then we looked at when the data came out, which were the most dominant accounts, and then identified who owned those accounts. So 29 out of the 47 are specifically very closely affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party, and the remainder are what we might call accounts which are commercial, may have a license, may not have a license. But in a sense, in some ways, the ones that don't, that are not directly an official news source, you basically stay online by being patriotic. So they sort of green light those accounts to be even more aggressive and vicious.
So what's the end game here? How much of an influence do these comments have on voters in the election? I mean, how much should we be concerned about this?
Well, if you're a WeChat user in Australia, you can read these accounts and this material. And if you look up Australia, this is the type of material that you're likely to see. But how far it goes into the Australian environment? So there's the structure of WeChat is there's official accounts, which is what we're talking about here, which are public posts, and then it's divided into chat accounts, which are generally private. So the question would be, how much of this material is being discussed, shared, analysed, talked about in those private accounts? Anecdotally, politics is an issue in those accounts, and it's quite a polarised debate. So there's a potential for these to have an issue. What we can see is that the intention of the Chinese Communist Party towards Australia. And Australia's been labelled an anti-China country since at least 2017 in media and social media.
Tom, it's such an intriguing story. We will, of course, watch the election result closely and see, well, whether it has had an impact. It's a hard thing to quantify, though, that's for sure. Tom, thanks for joining us.
No worries.
Tom Sear is a cybersecurity researcher at the University of New South Wales, and this is RN Drive.